All morning long, we're taking you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational shows. Up next is Hallie Stanford. Hallie is with the Jim Henson Company. She is executive producer of The Doozers. It's our pleasure to welcome Hallie Stanford to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Hallie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing incredible. Now, speaking of incredible, you have an incredible resume. Let's talk about some of the series that you've worked on and the shows that you've done in the past.
Well, I've been at the Jim Henson Company for about 25 years, which means I started when I was 10 years old.
There you go.
And so I've worked on a lot of amazing things. I mean, it was my dream to work for the Jim Henson Company, so the fact that I even worked on Muppet Treasure Island was like beyond a dream come true. But the shows that I've had a big hand in helping to produce and bring to audiences in the last 15 years, I'd say, that I'm so incredibly proud of are Sid the Science Kid for PBS, Dinosaur Train for PBS, most recently Splash and Bubbles for PBS, Word Party for Netflix, and Dot.
Now, the show you're here this morning to talk about, however, is Doozers. Tell us about Doozers.
I consider Doozers to be one of my babies. I was a massive Fraggle Rock fan, and so having the opportunity to help create new canon for our little characters and to actually do a series that's from the kid point of view was really exciting.
All right. So you kind of touched on this, but the show that we're here this morning to talk about, The Doozers.
Yay.
Now, that show, as you mentioned, is based on Fraggle Rock. So tell us about the premise of the show and the Pod Squad, as you guys call them.
So Fraggle Rock is such a wonderful story. Jim Henson created Fraggle Rock because he wanted to create world peace. He's like, what can we do to create a show about world peace? And so he created Fraggle Rock, and there was all these different communities within it, the Fraggles, who we love, and the Gorgs, and the Doozers. And the Doozers were these little doers and builders. When we thought about a show, so it always comes about in children's television, what's the big why? Like, what for us at Henson, and for me personally, what do kids need now? And at that time, what I was seeing out there was this kind of lack of programming that had to actually do with very specifically technology, engineering, making, building, doing. And then, of course, you know, right in front of my face are these little doozers. So I thought, oh, my gosh, perhaps that we could create a show that could fill that need with these characters. And so in speaking to Lisa Henson, she was like, yes, let's go for it. Let's try to figure out what that curriculum is and then what the show is. So it kind of actually came from this need of what kids needed back then. You know, we hear the term STEAM, right? Mm-hmm. Or STEM, the STEAM, the A in the STEAM is art, you know, artistic. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't a lot of programming for that age group. The Doozers are builders. And so we decided, okay, well, let's create a show that gets children inspired to be little engineers and designers. And let's do it by seeing it from the kid point of view. And let's just stay on this one particular town in Doozer Creek. And then let's go even deeper. Let's get to know four kids who call themselves the Pod Squad. And let's follow their journey. And so their particular journey is that these particular children in Doozer Creek, because there's other kids that are interested in other things, but these particular Doozers are interested in invention. And they're interested in making and designing and building things.
So what is it like for you to see the show come together from the thought in someone's head to the animation process to actually seeing it on a screen? What is that like for you?
It's amazing. You know, it's really a dream come true. And I'm so proud of Doozers. I was really serious at the top when I said I could just talk about Doozers all day just because it's very close to my heart, the show. Everything about it, from what it wants to do to the characters and what we were able to achieve. We wanted, you know, like, I'll say, like, with Molly Bold, our character, and Daisy Wheel, like, we wanted the girl to have the jetpack, and we did. And, you know, Chief Doozer, she's a single mom running Doozer Creek. I feel like we did so many forward-thinking concepts in it that were just details, and we're just so proud that we got to make those. So for me, when I look at it, I feel really proud. But also, we've gotten feedback, incredible letters from parents. Even one letter that was so touching about, and it's sad, but this child who was sick and ultimately died, but she wanted to let us know how much the show meant to her child. And just even getting that letter, even just affecting one child's life in that way, it's why you do it.
All right. Well, we're running out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about the Doozers, how can they find out more?
They can find out more by going to our Henson Family Hub, And at Henson Family Hub, we have a tremendous amount of information on the Doozers, and it will link you to all kinds of sites that will take you to where the show is. You can watch it on Hulu, on NBC Universal, and if they're all over the world, just check where it's playing, you know, in the country, because it's all over the world. And also just get out there. Like, you know, if you have a little Doozer, get out there and, you know, start inventing and start thinking about what your different kids want to design and dream up too.
All right. Thank you, Holly. Thank you so much for taking time to talk
to
us.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, take care. Bye.
We've been speaking to Holly Stanford with the Jim Henson Company, executive producer of the show The Doozers. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Again, all morning long, we're taking you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational programs.